This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Here's the person that blew a big gaping hole in the Democrats' strategy against Donald Trump. And I talked about this back when they arrested Cohen and they raided him and all these other things. And I made the comment. I said, hey, look, when your lawyer gets raided and he goes to jail and you don't, you know you're clean. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. How many times can I say this? This is the person that you're supposed to be able to tell all your secrets to. Donald Trump says, I don't have any secrets. Here's my stuff. Go do what you need to do. Represent me. The reason why people put that buffer, that why they hire CPAs, why they hire attorneys, is that's the buffer zone between you and going to prison. And that person signs up and says, I'm going to represent you. I'm going to represent that your taxes are spot on. I have a CPA. When these guys came after me, the IRS, came to my house. We couldn't find your CPA. Well, how'd you find my house? Because my CPA is the one who files my taxes, and that's where all the information is. And they got their little records in their hands, and I'm like, you know who my CPA is. And that's my buffer between me and going to the popo, going to prison, is I've got a person that says, I stand on Kevin Jackson's fiduciary. I'm his fiduciary. I'm the person that says, I look this stuff over. I'm not letting him do anything that's going to get me in prison. Same thing with an attorney. That's why we set these things up. And Donald Trump's got plenty of them. But they went after him. I mean, let me ask you this. Can you imagine what we would learn if we got to Hunter Biden's attorney and we rifled through his records, we raided his hotel room, his office, his home? What would we get? Talk about a treasure trove. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a buzz. Oh, man. Anyway, let's play the clip. This is Bob Costello talking about his conversation with Cohen when Cohen revealed that Donald Trump wasn't aware of what he did with this Stormy Daniels deal. That Cohen, and I don't know why Cohen would do this. Did he do it because he was trying to curry favor with Trump? He felt like, I'll do him a favor. I'll cover this up. It'll look like it never happened. Who knows? I don't know. I can speculate, but I'm saying none of us are going to know that. But here's what this guy says. Cohen said Trump didn't know anything about it. And I tell you, they have undercover audio, of Trump. I heard it myself, where they thought they got him. I remember when there was a big story. Oh, we got Donald Trump undercover audio. And Trump was like, apologizing to the ladies. Going, look, I don't know where they're making this crap up. I'm really sorry this is happening to you. He apologized to the second woman that got money. And by the way, nobody's bringing her up. Have you noticed that? There were two women that got paid off. Why aren't they talking about the second one? The playmate. The one who actually was very beautiful. Etc. Donald Trump spoke to her and said, I think she was a Miss America. Not one of the contestants. And he goes, you know what? I'm sorry. You're being dragged through this nonsense. And she was like, I appreciate it. It was a very good conversation. But you won't hear them talking about that. Folks, trust and believe. Two women involved. Why are we talking about the skank? Why are we talking about Stormy Daniels? Because she's the one that the Democrats hired when they wanted to get rid of high-level people. They got rid of a senator this way. Go look it up. You don't need to believe me, folks. I don't know whether the guy was going to win or not, but Stormy Daniels was paid to target the man, and he lost. So she did the same thing with Trump. But anyway, here's Costello talking about it. And by the way, this is all I'm going to talk about on this subject. I talked about it one segment of the first hour. I'm done. We got too many other things to get to, like Fauci getting embarrassed. Anyway, here's a clip on that, on Costello.
Bob, did he tell you specifically he did this on his own without Donald Trump's knowledge?
Well, here's what he did. He said he did this on his own. He didn't mention Donald Trump's name. He said there was a problem. Stormy Daniels' lawyer or representative got in touch with him. He worked out a negotiated deal, got an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, $130,000. I asked him. I said, is that Donald Trump's money? No. Did you get that from any Trump organization? No. Is that your money? Did you take it out of one of your accounts? No. I said, where did you get the money from? He said, I took out a HELOC loan. I said, why would you do that? He said, because I wanted everything to be secret. I didn't want my own wife to know about this. I didn't want Melania to know about this. That's what he said. He said if he had taken $130,000 out of his one of his accounts, his wife would have been pumping him for information that he didn't want to give to anybody. But that's that's important. But there's other stuff that day that is even more important.
And what is that?
Would you like me to go on?
Yes, sir.
Well, besides that, once he told us that he was suicidal and he needed an escape route, an escape hatch was the phrase he used. He said, can I get a pardon? He said, I need to know what my options are. Can I get a pardon? Can I get a commutation? Can I get cooperation? Well, I told him that a pardon and commutation were out of the question. He hadn't even been charged with a crime. I said, so let's talk about cooperation. I said, Michael, no offense intended, but you're a bump in the road to the U.S. Attorney's Office. They are clearly going after Donald Trump. You're standing in the way and they're willing to roll over you in order to make you decide that you have to flip, you have to cooperate with the government in order to save yourself. I said, so the question I have to, and then I explained what cooperation was.
Welcome back, folks. That's clearly what happened. They raid Cohen. They find out what he did. They thought, oh, we got Trump. Woo-hoo-hoo! And who goes to prison? I mocked people on Twitter, the left. I was like, yeah, whoo, man, they got old Donald Trump. But apparently, Donald Trump is so good, he's going to serve by proxy, his attorney, the guy who's supposed to have all the dirt on Trump, and they're flipping the guy. You know they full court pressed Michael Cohen. And after all the things that they did, all the digging that they did, all the stuff that Adam Schiff and all these people were trying to do to conspire to get Donald Trump, who goes to prison? His attorney. That should have been a warning sign for all of them to go, man, let's just leave this Negro alone. This dude is bad to the bone. He's King Kong up in here. Okay? But they didn't. They kept going. And I don't know about what a HELOC loan is, but it's got to be traceable. And why was he suicidal? I was saying during the time, why isn't Trump worried? He was still doing all of his rallies and all that. There was a reason Trump wasn't worried. He was not guilty.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Anything is possible. An engineer, poet, Cuban American, Richard Blanco, returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural of Rock and Me. A poem, one today, says, "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping at every rooftop and every window on every in, of every county." Countries. Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county. All of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation, waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together." You know, that's what we, you know, hope is... I was once asked by Xi Jinping to define America, for real. We were in the Tibet Plateau. I said, possibilities, hope.
Mocking Biden, folks, is almost so last year. We know his brain doesn't work right. We know it. It doesn't function properly. But it's our duty to showcase this, his maladies whenever they occur. And I will tell you, every time we do one of these where we show Biden in action, and you watch him lost in thought and trying to figure things out and shaking hands with the air and walking to the wrong places and just looking for a dog, a friend, right? It reminds me of how embarrassing he is as our president. Really. I thought I was embarrassed with Barack Obama, an ingenue, and some of the things, the stupid things he would say, and more importantly, the stupid things he would do. But we are in a real mess with Joe Biden. I'm talking about with respect to how this man is governing this nation and who's really in charge in all this. And it's scary. It really is. But I don't live in fear because I believe in a loving, living God. But I will tell you, I do live in embarrassment. Here's a guy talking about the Biden. I want to get into some other stuff, but because I want to talk about Fauci and this COVID backfire. That, and I don't know why they still trouting this little fraud out. They take him into neighborhoods where he's pretty. They're pretty confident that he can do this thing because he's walking around neighborhoods talking about get your vaccinations. You know, the COVID this, and they're going into black neighborhoods and they got snake bit in this one. And by now I know you've seen the video. We're gonna play the audio. We're gonna talk a little bit about it because I think it's telling. I think that. When you see something like this, I want you to understand it's not just about COVID and the vaccines. It's about January 6th. It's about election integrity and the stolen election of 2020. It's about the banking crisis. It's about all when you run into people that are as plugged in. And what's funny about what we're going to play in the next segment is you don't think this brother would know. They're running up and down the street thinking, oh, these Negroes don't know nothing. Let's go find some idiots. And they run up on this dude and get snake bit. But before I get to that, I want to talk about some of the other things that are happening. The lie about this economy, for example. This is a guy's name is Rogoff. He's talking about the global economy. These are the things we should be talking about right now, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Quick commercial. Please visit there. Tell your friends. And when I ask you to do this, look, I don't ask for much. And by the way, we're going to be talking about what we're doing and where you can find out more details about what we're doing. And it's going to blow your mind. I hope you really will want to be a part of it. But go there and do the minimum because everything we're talking about is so important. Look, I try to keep the show light. I do. I want you to come somewhere to have a laugh, you know, have a cup of coffee, a cocktail, you know, spike your coffee with a little Kahlua. It's cool. I'm not going to moralize about you, but I want you to come and have a good time and let's fellowship and do, you know, hang out. But I also want to make sure you understand the seriousness of it and what you need to do to help out. And I've got a segment I'm going to do in a few days. It's a dedication to my boys, the Sakura boys, Bob and Carol, my buddy Albert, and many of the other people, Ruth, my sugar mama, all of you. I'm going to be talking about you and the other people that want to help out, and we're going to give you other ways to do it. But right now I want to play this clip, and I want to just about the global economy because I want people to understand while we're chasing these snipe hunts, going on these snipe hunts with the Democrats, there's serious things happening. And here's Rogoff talking about the economy.
I can remember two highly prescient articles that you wrote this year alone, actually. The looming financial crisis for Project Syndicate very much sticks in my mind, though you didn't mention Silicon Valley Bank, so I'll deduct a point. In all seriousness, how worried are you?
Well, I mean, I think the global economy is about to go through the ringer because interest rates have gone up and there was this euphoria a few weeks ago that maybe nothing's going to happen, but I think we're going to get some kind of global recession. I don't think we're going to get a 2008-style banking crisis for all the reasons that the ECB and the Federal Reserve are saying. I don't think they've necessarily stemmed every possible problem, but the situation's better. But on the other hand, you know, we have inflation, which we didn't have. I think we won't have the era of ultra-low interest rates anymore, and I could go on.
Yes, he could go on. And I want to remind you, well, first of all, before we get off of this subject, global economy going to go through the ringer. He says that the euphoria that they had is over. It's not going to happen. He's predicting a global recession. Now, keep in mind, Biden always points to other places. Well, it's worse over there. It's worse over there because it deflects on the real issue. The real issue is inflation here. And I'm not trying to scare you, but here's what I'll tell you. The numbers they're giving you are not anywhere close to what they actually are. And I think most people that listen to this program, you know this. If you go calculate inflation with what you're spending for stuff and what you used to, it's well into the 20%. Well into it. 20 to 30%. The price of your gasoline, 40, 50% higher than it was. The price of your food, 20 to 40% higher than what it was. Goods and services. No lie. We were in California, had to work on my father-in-law's place. You know, he passed away. And we went to go get hamburgers. Three burgers, French fries, and I think the drinks were included. $75 from Nation's Burger. Melissa came back and went, never again will we shop there. She figured she'd gone there as a child. It was her neighborhood. She thought, oh, it's going to be whatever. And I mean, it isn't that long ago. And we you know, factoring in all the negative stuff. You guys have heard me talk about going out with my staff and, you know, paying for, you know, lunch, things like this, and the shock value. These are hamburgers. In fact, two chicken burgers and a hamburger, French fries, and three drinks. $75. Now, who can afford that? You got three kids. I mean, we had one kiddo, our son, working with us. You got three kids. It used to be, oh, go to the movies, spend $100. Go to the movies and try to spend spend $100. Take your family. See what you come up with. Inflation caused by Joe Biden. It's crushing us and it's crushing the world. Joe Biden's the problem.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. A top Republican looked the CEO of TikTok in the eye today and let him have it.
TikTok has repeatedly chosen the path for more control, more surveillance, and more manipulation. Your platform should be banned.
That's House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Kathy McMorris Rogers. TikTok CEO Shou Chu says the parent company is not controlled by the Chinese Communist Party and it's working on a completely separate U.S. branch. No action today and probably not this week from the New York grand jury hearing allegations surrounding the money paid to adult film actor Stormy Daniels and whether it came from the Trump campaign treasury. On the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act, President Biden calls it the most consequential health care bill since the establishment of Medicare. He said he's now focusing on expanding what's known as Obamacare. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here now, New York Post columnist, Fox News contributor, and author of the book, Laptop from Hell, Randa Devine. Randa, I heard you earlier. House Republicans have only had subpoena power for 2 months, and we already know 4 immediate members of the Biden family have received money. Hunter, Jim, Haley, and 1 unnamed Biden. It's astonishing. Who's the 4th unnamed Biden is the question so far.
Hi, Dagan. Look, I think everyone wants that 4th person to be Joe Biden, but I don't know, but I would very much doubt that it is, because Joe Biden has been doing this sort of influence peddling scheme for 4 decades out of Delaware. He's very practiced at it. As his brother Jim Biden told Tony Bobulinski, it's all about plausible deniability. So I doubt that there's any direct payment to Joe Biden that is going to be uncovered so easily, but it will be some other, obviously, some other family member whose surname is Biden. It's really extraordinary that the bank accepted this wire with just one name.
Miranda Devine, may be right, but we will still keep our hopes alive. Because when you put Biden in quotation marks, it makes me wonder, is everybody in the food chain aware that Joe Biden is so adept at you know, navigating Washington and the payola schemes that he and his family have devised? I don't think he's that smart. I think Miranda Devine gives that clown way too much credit. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We talked about the global economy. That's Joe Biden's fault. Inflation. That's Joe Biden's fault. That's what's triggering all these bank failures. The inflation in America triggering bank failures. The inflation worldwide being impacted. Why? Because America's economy drives the world economy. That's why. We have plenty to talk about today. Oh, you know what everybody's talking about from yesterday and the day before? Where's the big arrest? And what's going to be the outcome? Oh, Trump got arrested. Okay, big deal. You took his classified documents. Where's that gone? None of it's going to go anywhere. It's all subterfuge, folks. Media manufactured, news manufactured to keep you off kilter. But you know what we should be talking about? We should be talking about Hillary Clinton getting that slap on the hand that happened in 2022 under the cover of darkness. A fine that's a chip shot for the Clintons and the DNC for costing us over $40 million to go on a witch hunt. And they use the FBI, and we're going to get to them in just a second because they're crooked. Christopher Wray is crooked. His whole organization is crooked. The CIA is crooked. They've been crooked for decades, and you know what? We put a lot of faith in them. We believe that they have they want to do the greater good. That's a lie. They do not. And I would love to have a debate with members of the CIA that go, Kevin, we thwarted this and we did this and we did that. Okay, great. You did all that for what? Who are you protecting? You're not protecting the American citizens. When you thwart stuff, you thwart an attack, you stop this, or we stop this, blah, blah, blah. You're stopping it for the elites. Not stopping it for the American citizens. Wuhan lab. Who do we blame for this? Did you have America's best interest in mind? FBI, CIA, NSA, all the other clandestine groups out there? I forget that one. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, whatever. Area 51. Is everything about protecting us? Because I don't believe it. I think all they care about is elites. Helping them get that money, power, and influence. Look, I get it. There's something to be said. If you were the head of the mafia and you walked in a restaurant and they set up the special table for you and somebody sent over a bottle of champagne or whatever, might seem pretty cool for a minute. Then it gets old. What's the next elixir you need? What is the next thing you must chase in order to get that high when everybody's catering to you every time, everywhere? What else can you have? You get George Soros kind of money. And I tell this story all the time. I was with my buddy Foster, went to his country club, and when he flew me in on a private jet to go play golf with him, we land at this place, man, and the minute I mentioned this guy's name, oh, Mr. Jackson, oh, we've got right here. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I was like, what just happened here? They treated me like I was Cleopatra, man. I had people carrying me on a magic carpet. It was amazing. Mr. Jackson, may I take your clothes? May I take your shoes? Would you like those shoes shined, sir? Sir, let me do this. There's a plate. Let me give you a locker with this complimentary beverages. You know, I mean, it was unbelievable. You just whispered the name. Sir, may I help you? It was all, sir, may I help you? Yeah, listen, I'm here as a guest, well, sir, would you tell me who the guest is? Well, his name was Mr. Jackson. I didn't even get his name out. May we park your car? Where are you? They knew I was staying in one of his casitas. I figured when I went back over there, they'd have a party full of belly dancers and, you know, geisha girls. Who knows? The way they were treating me, I've never been treated like that. Now, what's the drug after that? What else could I tell you? I told this story before. My friend Ross Perot told me, Kevin, I'm a rock star in China. It's like, get out of here, Ross. He's like, no, I am Junior, Ross Junior, because I'm a rock star in China. I recruited the first Chinese national when I owned the Mavericks. I was like, get out of town. Sure enough, Ross is a move. I mean, he's a star. They roll out the red carpet for him more so than they would for Biden. But where do you go from there? What drug do you chase? That's why I got to tell you, I'm so proud that Foster, God rest his soul, Ross, many others. These are the most ordinary people on the planet. They are not hung up on themselves. They are amazing people. Loving and genuine. It's got to tell you, it's amazing to me. Not these leftists. They seek it, man. They want more and more power, more control. And the more they control you, the more they pretty much flaunt what you can't do. They flaunt it. They flaunt. Carbon footprint be dang. I don't care. That's for the peons, the sodomites. I'll fly in my jet. I'll get picked up in my gas-guzzling SUV. But the rest of you, you will do as we say. I'll get my hair done, and I'll have my hairdresser open her clinic for me during COVID, but don't you dare get your hair done. I could go on. It's pathetic. Anyway, Hillary Clinton on Russian collusion lies, Wuhan lab lies, and COVID nonsense. The rules didn't apply to them during COVID, did they? The banking crisis. You want to know who made money during the banking crisis? Democrats. Democrats and their leftist friends. They were waiting there like buzzards. They were whispering to each other, listen, I've got this thing. There's a bank. It's going to fail. I know it is. They've got bonds for $21 billion. They're going to have to sell for roughly $19 billion. You in? I'm in. So they go make a cool $1.8 billion and go follow the money. Guarantee you there's a Democrat that made money off SVB. Black Lives Matter made $73 million. Played that clip earlier. So, you know, they don't fool me. Hunter Biden's bank accounts. Where are his tax returns, by the way? Where are the Biden's LLC tax returns? But then we learn this story. Hunter Biden had an FBI mole named One Eye who tipped off his Chinese business partners that they were under investigation. This is according to an Israeli energy expert arrested in Cyprus last month on gun running charges. House Oversight Committee is investigating the explosive claims by Gal Luft, former Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel with deep intelligence ties in Russia and Beijing, said, who says he was arrested to stop him from revealing what he knows about the Biden family and FBI corruption details he told the Department of Justice in 2019, which he says it ignored. Luft, 56, first made the claims on February 18th on Twitter after being detained at the Cyprus airport as he prepared to board a plane to Israel. I've been arrested in Cyprus on a politically motivated extradition request by the U.S. The U.S. claims I'm an arms dealer. It would be funny if it weren't tragic. I've never been an arms dealer. Shall I name names? That's what he tweeted. What do you believe him? Let me tell you what. I bet you over half the people listening to this program, if you're like me, and you are, you go, highly plausible, likely happened. This guy is a, what the Bidens and the Democrats will do to cover up, and other leftists will do to cover up their dirty, is there are no bounds to them. I guarantee you. I believe this guy as sure as I believe the sun will rise in the east tomorrow and set in the west. Because I know how crooked this government is. And I hope we get to the bottom of this and the many other stories that we deserve to know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm optimistic. I'm going to remain optimistic that guys like Comer, the Republican out of Kentucky, is going to keep enough pressure on the Bidens and the Democrats where we're going to finally get justice. See, Democrats know that Biden's a liar. He's a pathological liar. But in the world of leftism, you got to remember, bad is good. Joe Biden being a liar is perfect for them. They back him. They get the media behind him. And suddenly, as they say in the Bible, in the end of days, bad will be good and good will be bad. So Joe Biden's lies are a badge of honor. That's why he continues to tell them. Welcome. Welcome back if you're coming back. Welcome if you're just tuning in. Shame on you. But for the rest of you who've been here, thanks for being here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's a, I was looking to, you know, because we've got tons of clips of Joe Biden lying. They go back to his days when he ran before, and he said he had the best grades, and he hadn't plagiarized the speech, or whatever. He took it word for word. He turns out, instead of being in the top part of his class, he's in the bottom of his class. He's lied about his life with his previous wife, his first wife, who fathered his two boys and his daughter, the daughter being killed in the wreck where his wife tried to commit suicide because Joe was a philanderer and was messing around with Jill at the time. But he paints a different picture, like, oh, Jill and I met another time. He's a liar. He and Jill, two cut from the same cloth, saw each other. Jill wanted to get ahead because she wanted to be more than the dude she was married to, who gave her a good life. No, it wasn't enough. She's the Meghan Markle of America. So she jumped on the bandwagon of her brain-dead husband, did everything she could to get him elected, which she had nothing to do with it. They got elected in the big cheat, and now everybody wants to cover it up, and more lies. And the more that we tell the Democrats, you're liars and you cheated and all that, they're like, thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are so awesome. Thanks for recognizing. They love it. We would be outraged if we won in a big cheat. We would be like, hey, you know, while I don't like Barack Obama, I don't like Biden, we can't be cheating or whatever, you know. It's not that we need to cheat him, because as the old saying goes, why cheat him when we can beat you? But we can't beat them because they cheat. And they've learned how to cheat so big that even in our wildest dreams, we can't beat them. We know they're cheating. There will never be an election where Democrats don't cheat. Not one. But we didn't think they could cheat to the degree to get elected, particularly when we had a rock star. We had Babe Ruth meets Ty Cobb meets Lou Gehrig meets a juiced-up Barry Bonds on our team, and we couldn't beat these clowns because that's how big they cheated. Anyway, when Biden lied about not knowing Hunter's businesses, Democrats knew he lied. Yeah. But they love the accolades. They dished out the accolades. Oh, he lied. Oh, look at him. He's still going at it. What a guy. We chose a winner. Anyway, the New York Post is jumping in on this. They chimed in on the House Oversight Committee Chairman, James Comer, who demanded the White House correct a, quote, misleading and dishonest statement by Biden regarding the $1 million his relatives got from a company with ties to the China Communist Party. He says that fewer than 2 months after Biden left office, as Barack Obama's VP, State Energy HK Limited, a firm affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party-backed energy company CEFC, China Energy, wired $3 million to the Biden family associate, Rob Walker. The dough was subsequently distributed to at least three family members of the Bidens and two Biden family associates, according to bank records that they obtained. And you've seen this. And, of course, they don't want this in the news because this puts the Bidens front and center, where they should be. Together, Hunter Biden, James Biden, and Haley Biden, who was in a relationship with Hunter at the time, raked in $1,065,692 from the mysterious 2017 transaction. There will be others. Trust me. And the 80-year-old knucklehead we have as a president denied the payments were made despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. He says, that's not true. That's not true. Then he went to Delaware in the Air Force One for the weekend. Yet again, on vacation. For those keeping score, he's been on vacation since he was selected, not elected. So Comer sent a letter to the White House. Says the committee is concerned about the national security implications of Joe Biden, his immediate family, receiving such lucrative financial deals from foreign nationals, foreign companies, without any oversight. Biden's statement was misleading and dishonest, he wrote. He says the committee has received the bank documents from a financial institution pursuant to a subpoena. They didn't give these records up. Joe Biden talked, I gave my tax records. Why doesn't he give his tax records? Because we know that's not where the dirt is, Joe. The dirt is in their bank records. your bank records. Further undercutting Biden's assertion, Hunter Biden's legal team publicly acknowledged that he was involved in a joint venture with an energy company in China and shared his portion of funds with James and Hallie. So where's the, when are we going to get the scoop, Joe Biden? Karine Jean-Pierre, when are we going to get Joe Biden to admit what we already know? He's taking money. Now, I played a clip earlier from Miranda Devine who says, I don't believe that Joe Biden is stupid enough to have been tracked directly with his, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, whatever, Miranda. I think he is stupid enough. But even if he's not stupid enough on that note, I believe that any forensic accountant could easily track this down, and it will, the roads will lead back to Joe Biden, no matter how many shell companies they look. I saw that movie where Ben Affleck plays the autistic accountant. In fact, it was called The Accountant, and he goes through in a day and he tracks all the stuff, the dirt that's going on in that company. I want that dude. Give me the autistic accountant, because I want him to look into the Bidens. As part of this joint venture, Hunter received his portion of good faith seeds, which he shared with his uncle and all that. And it says, and with whom he was involved with all the time and sharing expenses. And I'm going to tell you, we're not far from tracking the big guy. And no matter what's in the news cycle during that period, the big guy is going to knock him out, going to knock it out. I love it. I love watching a system play out, and here's what I really love. I love that the Democrats are being forced to relook at stuff. I love that the Democrats have to wake up every morning wondering, what did a whistleblower say? Who are they going to talk to next? Who's going to spill the beans? What did we forget? What did we overlook? Can't wait. We deserve this. There are people that don't feel like they deserve it. We deserve this. Years ago, I dated a girl before I was married to Melissa, and she was a very cute girl, but she had a problem, and I would be like, you know, you're a lovely lady, but you're very aloof, and you don't seem like you're in, you know, I mean, she was interested, but it was in a strange kind of way, and I said, what is the deal? And you know what she told me? She said, I don't feel like I deserve you. I don't feel like I'm good enough. And I said, so that's a slam to me. It's not a slam to you. What you're saying is you're not discerning enough to know who to pick. And I felt like I picked you, so why wouldn't you want to, you know, why wouldn't that be enough? You know what it was? It was her own insecurities. I don't feel good enough. And I said, well, I can't help you with that. You got to feel good about who you are. We feel good about who we are. And you know what I'm telling you, folks? We are ready. We're ready for the date. We're ready for the big show. We're ready. We're not sitting there going, you know, we're not good enough. I mean, I understand that Joe Biden's always telling us how bad we are as Americans, and we're maggots, and we don't deserve to understand what all is going on and what they're doing. They're better than we are. Just accept us. Accept me, America. I'm a Biden. My word is a Biden. I'm a Biden. You will accept me. And I'm going to beat you down. I'm going to make you feel little. And I'm going to make you feel like trash and all this. You know what? He will never make us feel that way. Because we're better than he is. We're better than these leftists. That's what they don't like about us. We're better than they. And the way you stay out of abuse is you respect yourself. And we respect ourselves enough to say, enough is enough. We're going to hold you to a standard. The Constitution, how about that for starters, folks?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.